Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Total Information AM. KMOX's Michael Calhoun now to tell us about one of the newest startups in St. Louis that was inspired by the founder's mother.
The St. Louis startup is getting a boost from Arch Grants. Let's bring back on KMOX the founder of Demi Blue Natural Nails, Michelle Robinson. Thank you so much for being with us on KMOX, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
Take us back to the creation, your inspiration. How did you come to want to make this product?
So it was inspired by my mother's breast cancer journey. My mother used to wear nail polish, and one day I noticed that she wasn't wearing it. I asked her, you know, why are you wearing nail polish? It was just a random question. I don't even know where it came from, but I asked, and she's like, well, I can't, you know, the chemicals, they burn my fingers. The chemotherapy made her nails really dark and tender, and she couldn't wear. And so it was almost like a light bulb moment that went off for me. I have a background in healthcare. I knew what those chemicals did to our bodies, but I never thought about it in nail polish. And it started from there.
What has it been like for you to see then other people who are going through similar things, and they would love to, you know, be able to put nail polish on, and they have been able to, and you've made it possible for them?
Absolutely. So that definitely is now my passion project, because I knew if my mom was struggling in that area, other women who were breast cancer survivors or who had autoimmune disorders or anything that prevented them from wearing, you know, nail polish with those toxic chemicals, they needed it just as much. And so now I'm able to service those individuals, and it's really been fantastic to see their faces light up when they hear that this is a healthier product and that they can wear it.
And so this is this helps people suffering from a variety of different health issues, even those who just want to be more conscious of what they're putting on their bodies. And have you found that people, was it widespread knowledge about the chemicals? Did a lot of people know that there are these chemicals in, you know, the run-of-the-mill nail polish that they pick up?
Not necessarily. So, of course, the nail care industry isn't educating us about these toxic chemicals. The cosmetic industry only names a few, maybe three. But there are so many chemicals that it takes to make up nail polish and general cosmetics that the beauty industry just doesn't educate us about. And so my goal in not only promoting this nail polish product, but getting women to understand the chemicals, things that they can identify when they're looking at the ingredients, and just offering them a healthier alternative.
And how do you decide, you know, when it comes to getting this in the hands of people, do you do direct to consumer? Do you go and try to negotiate with retailers? What have you decided, and how's that process been?
It's been great. I've been trying to align my products into the retailers that share, you know, kind of my vision to provide healthier nail care, healthy foods, you know, being health conscious. Retailers have been very receptive to the product. Customers are very receptive. They are excited, again, to be able to use you know, nail polish in the way that they hadn't before. And so we have been successful with placing our products in over 130 retailers across the nation, not just in St. Louis, but different states. You know, of course, we have our e-commerce platform, and now we have, you know, the retail storefront right here in St. Louis in the Grove. And so we're able to really engage with women and have them come in and, you know, teaching them how to polish their nails and how to use the products. And it's just really been fantastic.
That's kind of an interesting point just on the future of, you know, brick and mortar retail. And so many stores and chains are trying to figure out how do we get people through the doors as opposed to, you know, going on an app and maybe they buy, maybe they don't. Those products where there can be an education component, there can be, you know, some commiseration of which color do you like the best, or you know, there's so many different ways that this might be a greater lesson, I feel like, for retail on how Absolutely. You can make your product like an experience.
Absolutely. We have events in our storefront now where women can come in and be a part of the decision of our colors. So we have this event called Name That Color every year, and women can come in and choose our seasonal colors and they get to name them. You know, we have press on nail workshops where women can make their own press on nails. It's just, how do you engage people in the conversation and in the progression of your business beyond just the sale?
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What are some of the challenges that you faced in inventing this product to growing the company, whether it's, you know, the formula for the nail polish itself and coming up with that, or negotiating with retailers, or, you know, something I'm not thinking about? What have some of the biggest challenges in starting a company been?
Definitely, it is, you know, sourcing your raw materials, making sure that you are sourcing materials that continue to stay true to what your vision is for your brand and not losing sight of that by cutting corners. And so when I first started, I had to research a lot of different manufacturers, people that would ensure that the ingredients I wanted in my product remained in my product and nothing was, you know, stripped from that. So that was a challenge. And then educating women about the alternative. A lot of times, you know, we get stuck into a routine of doing it one way and we don't want to try new ways. And so converting women from using toxic chemicals to healthier chemicals was a challenge. But once I gave them the truth and was transparent and really educated them, they were able to make more conscious decision in their nail care. And then just inventory. I think inventory for me has been a challenge because I'm in so many different retailers. I had to create or find some systems that I could use to just keep track of inventory, because the last thing you want to do is run out of things now that people love, right? So that had been a challenge. But I think I've overcome that and have a process and some systems in place where we can try and meet our customers' demands wherever they're shopping our products.
Now, this one is hopefully a mix of challenges and opportunities and appreciation. What's it been like starting a company and growing it and committing to a city like St. Louis?
Yeah, you know, St. Louis is very innovative. We're constantly looking for ways to grow, and innovation is important here. And I have had a great success working with corporations and companies and organizations like Arch Grants, who just pour into business owners and help to really develop and scale our brands. And I'm very thankful for that, because, you know, starting out, entrepreneurship can be lonely, right? You don't know who to reach out to. You don't know where to get the support from. But St. Louis has just really wrapped their arms around my brand. It has really helped me scale, and it's just been a joy.
Well, we can't wait to hear what's next for Demi Blue Natural Nails founder Michelle Robinson. Thank you so much for coming back on KMOX and giving us an update, and please keep us updated as your company grows and as things develop.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.